Very good performance from Santos. Gay Waterhouse had her golden slippers on out there at the races on Saturday.
She got one of each.
No, she had the two golden slippers.
Yeah, but does she get a left and a right, just so she's got the pair?
Yeah, well, she's won six or seven of them, Adam Pengilly.
Morning, Adam.
You there, Adam?
Hey, Adam, how are you, mate?
Morning, boys, how are you?
Yeah, well. Is it six or seven golden slippers that Gay Waterhouse has won?
Good question, Jimmy. I know it's like six or seven. I can't remember off the top of my head. Is it seven? I think it might be seven. Anyway, I think she's equaled the record, but we should have known, shouldn't we, on Saturday after she had those golden slippers on cement business. Santos was really good, wasn't he? He stamped his credentials as a live golden slipper player and now third favourite for the race. And he's probably had some excuses as well because he rode a hot speed and was really chasing from a long way out and was very strong to the line. So obviously we saw him back in the spring. He raced in the Breeders' Plate and had another run after that. And didn't have a lot of luck, it must be said, in both those starts. He's come back a much better horse. So this golden slipper picture is just starting to take shape now. Really looking forward to the silver slipper on Saturday, the clash between Sunlight, the Magic Millions winner, and Esther Jarves, who was ultra impressive for Team Hawks on debut. So that's going to be a really, really good race. We're getting closer to the golden slipper now, and a few horses starting to put their hands up and say their live chances.
Yeah, certainly are. Now, the stewards have adjourned the inquiry into Glenn Schofield.
Yeah, Stuart, this is a big talking point from a track at Randwick on Saturday, because Glenn actually got a dead heat on Emperor's Way with another horse called Almost Caught, and Glenn just tried to play the percentage and pushed off around heels of the bandit. Probably a fair way out from home trying to establish a run. And if he probably just waited a couple of more strides, the run presented itself to the inside and he might have been able to win the race outright. Having said that, I thought Glenn just did the right thing. As a punter, you just want your horse to be given every single chance. And I thought he played the percentages pretty well there, but the stewards wanted to ask him further questions and adjourn that inquiry for later in the week or the next fortnight or so to ask a few more questions of Glenn. But having said that, he did get the bob. It was a dead heat finish, which you don't see very often these days in metropolitan racing. And I think he might have been a tad harsh.
It's funny because his ride on Elise, he went back to the inside as well too because he said he just couldn't hold her up anymore and just wanted to take the run. And that one worked out okay. So I guess the biggest issue is you need to win.
Yeah, that's right. And he did, Jimmy. I know it was a dead heat in the end. But these are split-second decisions these jockeys are making. And I thought Glenn probably made the right decision. In hindsight, if he waited another two or three strides, he might have established that run to the inside and saved a little bit of ground and might have won the race outright. But I had no issues at all with the way he handled that now.
Mm. Now, Fame Game. Was Fame Game a former Melbourne Cup favourite at one stage over the last couple of years?
He was, Jimmy. In 2015, the Melbourne Cup, which was famously won by Prince of Penzance and Michelle Payne. Remember, he was the horse that was in the middle of all that controversy out of the Melbourne Cup with Zach Purton's ride, and when he flashed home and finished fifth or sixth in that race, was elevated straight to the top of Melbourne Cup betting markets. The news has sort of emerged in the last 24 hours that it could be a late entry for the Sydney Cup. He obviously won a start in Japan over the weekend, and Connections are thinking about throwing in a late nomination and potentially bringing him down to Australia for the Sydney Cup. They've got the option of Dubai as well, but if he comes down to Sydney for the championships, that's going to be a really, really big addition for the Sydney Cup, which the race is shaping up as another really good two-mile contest this year.
Mm.
Now, finally, mate, Lazarus, it's up against it. It's drawn outside in the Miracle Mile.
Yeah, couldn't have seen this on the weekend. Stewie Lazarus going down as a long odds on favourite in his Miracle Mile brilliant. And the news didn't get much better for Mark Curtin yesterday when he drew the outside barrier for the Miracle Mile. And going back in the last 10 or so years in the history of the Miracle Mile since it's been moved from an angle, no horse has actually placed at all having started from that outside barrier. So obviously, Lazarus is a completely different beast to a lot of the other horses that are raced off the outside gate in the Miracle Mile over the years. But he's got his task cut out for him, and he's obviously been battling a little bit of a virus that swept through the Mark Purton and Natalie Rasmussen stable. But if he's back to his best, he should be very hard to beat in that Miracle Mile on the weekend.
Absolute superstar. Good on you, Adam. Appreciate that.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.